Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, but I am wearing my Peppa Pig hat, which I know is ordinarily strictly a Friday thing because, well, ever since I got it as a gift from my dear friend Emily Morrissey from emilysbracelets.com, well, nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig, but today is a Wednesday, and most of us, it seems, have got Thursday and Friday off. This is going to be a long weekend. I'm actually looking forward to this long weekend. And as I mentioned to you, I believe, now don't quote me on this, I don't know, but I believe that my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, during the week, normally found at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, and the host of the best weekend radio show anywhere on God's green earth in the garage of Stan Andruski Saturdays at 8 a.m. I believe that he has taken a long weekend as well, and we're going to have a best of program on Saturday, which, if I am correct, if I remember correctly, that means I got 4 days where I can do all sorts of important stuff. I'm not kidding you. I got a lot of reading to do, and I got a lot of writing to do. And I've got Joe home, and Julia, and Heidi, and, you know. So most of the gang is here. Most of the gang is here. Coming up at 4:33, somebody that has made Central Virginia a better place, Dr. Sarah Cranz-Cement, who is the executive director of the Friendship Circle of Virginia, is going to be with us. They have a very special program coming up. And it's a little bit later this month, and I wanted her to join us to tell all of us a little bit about it. We got our buddy Mike Dickinson, who is our citizen journalist, and he is going to be joining us to talk a little bit about the disaster, sadly, that remains the city of Richmond. It's just terrible what's going on, and no prosecution for people who are committing crimes. I've got a couple of little snippets I've got to share with you. Karine Jean-Pierre, you could almost feel sorry for her now. Almost. Emphasis on almost. The operative word is almost. She is now being forced to answer questions being posed, it seems, by just about everybody. For a period of time, you can just say, oh, come on now, that's that Simon Atebi. He's a conservative guy. Oh, that's that Peter Ducey, you know him. But now it's everybody in that room saying, is Joe Biden up to anything? Because all the details are starting to leak out. Well, jet lag, Jeff. If he went to that debate the day after he got back, I would totally give him a jet lag. I really would. You know, Heidi and I went to France in April. And for, it seemed to me, the better part of 3 or 4 days, boy, I just totally felt out of it. I really did. So if they would have thrown him on that debate stage a day or two after getting back, believe it or not, I know you're surprised because you don't expect me to say it, but I'm going to tell you, I would have sided with him. But he had the better part of 2 weeks to recover. And when he's on Air Force One, he's not flying in a crop duster, for God's sakes. There's a full bedroom set up there, very comfortable bedroom set up there. There's a great living area, private area just for the president and his folks. He's been traveling like that for a long time, right? This is not anything new to him. In fact, the reason I know that is that he's told us that in the past. He's told us about all of his experience traveling around the world to meet with various and sundry heads of state and heads of government. So he ought to be able to handle this. And if he can't, then I don't think it's any great embarrassment to say, yeah, I don't think I can do this anymore. But The problem here, as far as I'm concerned, the problem here is that for the better part of 4 years, he, along with every one of those legacy news media people, have been feeding us lies. Do you know why so many in the media are so quick to turn on Joe Biden now? Because they knew all this before. They've been covering for him. And they're trying their best to salvage a small amount of respect and integrity. Here's what I say. Don't let them do that. Continue to hold them accountable, but also hold Joe Biden accountable. All of the buzz about him dropping out, I say just the opposite. I say pick up the phone and call the White House. Tell that White House switchboard, we're behind you, Joe. We want you to run, Joe. You keep doing it, Joe. You're the only guy who can beat Trump, Joe. You've got to save democracy, Joe. You're super Joe, Joe. You do. Don't drop out. That's going to be like quitting. You're not a quitter. You're the comeback kid, Joe. That's what I would say. Telling you, I'd call the White House 100 times if I could and tell them that. Because they'll record all of that. Well, there's a vote for staying in, staying in, staying in. And Joe Biden and his team, being the political animals that they are, they're going to look at it. And that's going to give them a little more inspiration to stay in it. You know, his family wants him to stay in it. You know why? They don't care about him. His wife loves living in the White House. And how fortuitous that her cover on Vogue magazine drops just a day or two after his disastrous debate performance. His family wants him to stay. His felonious son wants him to stay for sure. Very last thing that Joe Biden does as president is he pardons his son. Guaranteed. I'm not a betting man, but I'll tell you what, I'll lay you even money odds on that one. That's going to happen. And I don't think his son is going to be the only one. I think everybody who has ever been even tangentially connected to La Cosa Nostra is going to get a pardon. His brother is named in all sorts of stuff. Guarantee he pardons his brother. But I'm telling you, we are much better served having him remain in the race. Let's just take it down to the wire. You can do it, Joe. Come on, man. You can do it. You're the comeback kid, and it's your turn. Man, you toiled as a U.S. senator from a state that most people can't find on the map. Man, you did that, all that hard work. You deserve to be president for as long as possible, Joe. Now, I know even your friend Gutman, who's he's a swamp dweller. Even Gutman said, well, I've known him for 50 years. You know, he's always been an idiot. That's a hell of a defense. But come on, Joe, you're better than Gutman. Even Gutman is cutting you loose, it looks like. Because I got this. I normally don't answer email. Well, I never answer emails from Howard Gutman. And most of the time, 98% of the time, I don't bother reading them because they're from Howard. So why would I read them? But this one I actually opened accidentally. I thought I clicked delete. And it's about him buying new websites for the upcoming election. So guess what, Joe? Even Gutman is cutting you loose. Now, you need to teach Gutman a lesson. You need to stay in this till the very end. You've got to take the fight to Donald Trump. You can do it, Joe. And I'm telling you, all of us who want to save our grand republic, we need to encourage good old Joe to stay in the race. I think it be good for all of us. Rather cathartic. 414 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. My dear friend Emily Morrissey from emilysbracelets.com gave me a Peppa Pig hat a couple of years back, and said, you know, it'll make you feel good. And she was right. So I always wear it on Fridays because I want to feel good for the weekend. But I've been wearing it all day today, and I feel great. I think it's a beautiful day weather-wise. I have to say congratulations to Sheriff Steve Creasy and the team over there at the Goochland County Sheriff's Office. They have just gotten their official CALEA accreditation again. This is the seventh time. it doesn't necessarily tell you much, right? Oh, well, they're a credit. That's great. No, if you knew the process it takes, the hours and hours and hours that agencies have to devote with their staff to go through the accreditation process, it is huge. But they have once again been awarded the accreditation by the Virginia Law Enforcement Professional Standards Commission, and I just wanted to offer my congratulations to Sheriff Steve Creasy and the team over there at the Goochland County Sheriff's Office, because they're great folks, and they do a great job, and I am proud of them for doing that. Speaking of great folks, my friend Dr. Sarah Cran-Cement is someone who has made Central Virginia a much better place because she is the executive director of the Friendship Circle of Virginia. They do wonderful work letting people become friends, helping people become friends who ordinarily might not get to meet each other. And they've got a program coming up the end of this month, which, well, I think it's going to be pretty good. But I wanted Sarah to come on and talk a little bit about it. Sarah, good afternoon, my friend.
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
I am doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I think I need a little Peppa Pig hat today. I think I'm ready for Friday.
Well, I've got a connection. I know someone who might be able to help you out.
Amazing. I think I might take it. That would be awesome.
I love it. Well, I wanted you to join us to talk a little bit about this this event you've got coming up, which seems to be, well, I would dare say, pretty interesting.
I would also say pretty interesting. I have to say, after all the times that you have welcomed me so graciously and Friendship Circle onto your show, I think this is the first, not I think, this is definitely the first time that we're getting to do an event together, which is really, really exciting. So it happened a couple months ago. Jeff reached out and said, you know, I'm doing this thing where I go talk, and I'm going to let you talk about that more than I can. And I'm not going to take any words from you, but I would love to hear from you how you pitched this event. But we have an exciting event featuring Jeff Katz called Quest for Cookies coming up on July 28th at the Virginia Rep Theater in the Ballroom. And I'll talk more about that and how you get the tickets and where it is and all the details. But maybe you could help.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us a little bit more what it's going to be.
Absolutely, Sarah. The Quest for Cookies is, not surprisingly for those who know my Julia, involving Julia. So Julia, even though she is 21 years of age, she's a fully formed adult. Chronologically, developmentally, Julia remains 18 months old and always will. And Heidi and I, as parents, do everything that we possibly can to protect her and keep her safe, because Julia does not understand the dangers that that a hot stove would pose, or sharp knives or steps even. And so she has her spaces, and she's comfortable there and she's safe there. But Julia loves cookies, and Julia is motivated by cookies, and Julia has taken note of where all the cookies are in our home. And she somehow, some way, figured out how to undo a safety gate, which scares the heck out of me. But she did. She learned how to undo that. She learned how to make her way from her room way in the back of the house through a variety of hallways, maneuvering around steps, maneuvering around things that are sharp and things that are dangerous. And she wound up in our kitchen at the pantry. And Sarah, what Julia did was to liberate everything. Every single solitary cookie in that pantry, every one. And it was one of the most amazing messes. Let me tell you something. It was the most beautiful mess that I ever saw. And that's That's my story, and you know, we got a little more than that. I promise it'll last more than a couple of minutes, but we got a lot to talk about. And, but that's the core of it, my friend.
I love it. I would say that is determination.
Yes. Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, she. Well, you've met Julia. She's a sweetheart. She's an amazing young lady. And what she's been able to do, and the reason that I reached out to you and to everybody at the Friendship Circle, was that I've been sharing Julia's story with businesses, with folks who are saying, "Man, that helps our sales staff because they get it now. They need to focus on something." Or somebody in a different part of the corporate world who says, "Oh, well, determination. I get it, and not letting obstacles get in your way." But for those of us who are special needs, or parents to special needs kiddos, in addition to the determination and the drive, there's also that sense of, but wait a minute, she undid what was supposed to keep her safe. We got to get a handle on that as well. So there's a lot to it. There's a lot to it. But we're going to unpack all of it as I share the quest for cookies with anybody and everybody who would like to join us.
Well, I'm really looking forward to hearing the rest because I have not heard this yet, all the details, and so I'm curious now. And I'm really grateful that you reached out to us because I think that our families and our community, and hopefully because of you, lots of new people that we haven't met yet will be able to hear this story as well. And I'm sure coming from you, it is going to be important. And again, I personally am looking forward to hearing about it. And for our Friendship Circle families, I think, yeah, really. And I think for our Friendship Circle families, this is really a very new event for us. Most of our events at Friendship Circle, all of our events at Friendship Circle involve all of our families, all of our kids, all of our teen friends. You know, we do that very intentionally, and we do not charge for any of our events, and everything is always free. And this event is actually going to be for adults only, which is a big deal for us.
Yeah.
And also, And then also we are having a small cover charge so we can cover some of the fees that go into the wonderful food that's going to be there and the adult beverages and drinks and the setup. It's going to be really beautiful. And there's also an opportunity for your fans to come meet you privately. And so we have a meet and greet just with Jeff, and that's happening half an hour before the event starts. So that's going to be on July 28th. It's a Sunday. And we are starting the event at 7:30 at the VA Rep Theater, and the meet and greet is at 7 for those who would like to participate in that. And so they get their own special time with you, which I think we already have quite a few signups, so that's exciting.
I love it. I love it. Well, Sarah, I am curious to know for people who would like to go, because people are reaching out to me, and I said, hey, I'm providing, I hope, an entertaining, informative part of it. But, you know, that other part is details. And you know me, I'm not a detail guy. So you and Tanya, you and Tanya love details. So let everybody know, how can they get tickets? How can they come out and join us?
Absolutely. So as always, everything we do is always on our website, Friendship Circle of Virginia.com. It's FCVA.org, FCVA.org. People can go to our website, and on there you'll see all the information to register. It's an easy form, and you pick how many tickets you want. And like I said, for us, we had to put in a credit card processor in the back there because we don't ever have that. And so I know it's very exciting. So now there's an opportunity to do that. And again, the event is Sunday, July 28th. It's at the Virginia Rep Theater. It's going to be in the ballroom. 7:30 is when the main event begins, and there is an opportunity to meet Jeff at 7 p.m. So tickets are $20 for the main event per person, and it is $36 for, I just want to make sure I'm saying that right, $36 for anybody who would like to join. I'm wrong. It's $35 for anybody who would like to join, for $35 to do a meet and greet with Jeff at 7 o'clock. And again, there will be free and available, well, I guess it's not particularly free, but there will be available as part of admission yummy desserts and beverages and drinks and some really nice opportunities. And we're trying, I'm not going to give the surprise away, but we're trying to get a few really interesting cookies to match this event. So we'll keep that one under wraps.
All right. Well, we will indeed, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a cookie or two. I love it. Sarah, I'm so happy that I can help out a little bit. You know that I really, from the bottom of my heart, I think the world of you and the team at Friendship Circle. I'm grateful for everything that Friendship Circle has offered not only Julia, but everybody in our Central Virginia community, you heading that up, Friendship Circle of Virginia, and then the bigger Friendship Circle around the world. You guys do an amazing job. I hope you know how grateful we all are, and I'm hoping this is just a little something to say, hey, thanks for doing what you're doing, and I'll do a little of what I do, and all together we'll maybe make a friend or two.
You know what? Our goal is building an inclusive community, one friendship at a time. And this is how it starts. You have been an incredible friend to Friendship Circle, and now we get to share this experience with some of your crowd and some more of our crowd. And that's really how all this happens. And actually, I'm going to thank you and do a little PR at the same time, which is you were also incredibly helpful for us on social media because you shared that we were also trying to get into the Richmond's top five for
yes.
nonprofits.
Yep.
Yes, and we did. And so for us, this has been a huge success. And I know there was a bunch of amazing organizations on there. I know you mentioned Emily, and there were so many others. And we are so grateful and humbled and proud to be part of the Richmond's top five nonprofits. And hopefully we're going to vote to get to the number one. We'll see how that goes. But you were very instrumental in that, so I want to thank you. And we are, again, just incredibly excited and honored to partner with you and grateful. And I really hope that your fans come out and support you and support us and come out for a really great event.
Give me that website one more time, would you please, so people can sign up to attend.
Absolutely. You can Google us, Friendship Circle of Virginia. It is fcva.org. And on there is a registration for our event with Jeff Katz, Quest for Cookies, July 28th in the evening, 7:30 p.m. main event, $20 per ticket. And $35 if you would like to participate in the special meet and greet just with Jeff, and that will be at 7 p.m. that evening. So we really are hoping we have lots of room and lots of space and lots of good food. So everybody go in, sign up, and bring your friends.
There you go. I love it. Sarah, thank you for being here. That is Dr. Sarah Kranzmann. She is the best of the best. Absolutely the salt of the earth. A wonderful, wonderful woman. The team at Friendship Circle of Virginia does such a wonderful job. Their goal, as she said, is helping people become friends, right? One friendship at a time, making the world a better place. And they do. And what I have seen throughout the years, I did a stint on the board of directors, and then I cycled off. I look at the people who have devoted so much time. What is so beautiful about the Friendship Circle is that there's also a teen board. And you see so many teenagers who are volunteering of their time, giving of their time to help members of our community with special needs, with disabilities. That's what this is all about. And I just know that the Quest for Cookies, this keynote that I've delivered in so many places for sort of corporate people, business people, I thought, well, you know, at its core, it's about overcoming obstacles and dealing with things that are placed in your way. And you know, you can see how that translates, say, to a sales team or something like that. But especially for those of us who are family members of or parents to a special needs kiddo, let me tell you something. Their accomplishments are wonderful and we feel happy, but we are also many times terrified because they've done something they weren't supposed to do. But in the case of Julia, she did it only by maneuvering around this gate that's supposed to keep her safe and sound. So there'll be some laughs. There might be a few tears as well, but there'll be cookies. That's the important part, right? It is 4:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Isn't it? I mean, if you're Joe Biden and you were successful in weaponizing the Department of Justice, you had one of the top DOJ lawyers parachute into Alvin Bragg's operation in Manhattan, the number one George Soros financed prosecutor in America, and you bring this ridiculous case, hell, you get the law changed just so that you can bring the case against Donald Trump. You do it, you get it in front of somebody who is apparently in the tank as well, right? Isn't that the accusation, that he donated money, Judge Juan Merchan, to a fund that said they would stop Trump? You remember that, don't you? Sure, he can be fair and impartial. And as I mentioned yesterday, the whole sentencing thing, it's been pitched back till September. Remember, it was supposed to be right as President Trump was getting the Republican Party nomination. Remember that, right? Like next week. And now it's been pushed back to September the 18th. There are a lot of folks wondering if they just, you know, can the whole thing, if they broom it all. everything's focused now on Joe Biden. I say Joe Biden needs to stay in the race. I do. I think Joe Biden deserves to remain the Democrat Party candidate for president. In fact, I think the Democrat Party deserves to have Joe Biden as their presidential candidate. Because he did this. For 4 years, he has systematically destroyed this country. And all of the legacy news media hacks who right about now are clutching at their pearls. Oh, my God, we did not. What happened to Joe? You know exactly what happened to Joe because you've been covering up for 4 years. These are people, if there was such a thing as a journalist license, they would be guilty of malpractice. They'd be brought up in charges themselves. They'd have to turn in their journalism license. But fortunately, journalism, like fiction writing, it's unregulated, so that's good. No, let him run. In fact, I'm saying personally, I'm going to call the White House, right? The White House switchboard is all over the place. I mean, honest to goodness, I've called it before. I personally am going to call and say, I want Joe Biden to stay in the race. I want him to get all the credit for what's happened the last 4 years. I want to be able, well, I won't tell him this part. I was going to say, I want to be able to vote against Joe Biden. I want Joe Biden to lose. I do. I want Donald Trump to be redeemed. I want him to be redeemed in the eyes of the American people when he soundly trounces Joe Biden. Oh, I'm feeling warm all fuzzy already. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.